Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS, Hour 2 for Veterans Day 2010. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, Michigan Attorney General-elect Bill Schuette. Hello, Bill. How are you?
Jack, I'm fine. Nice to be with you. Good afternoon, good evening on a big day. Veterans Day is an important day for our country.
Yeah, before we talk about the Michigan Harvest Gathering, a topic near and dear to your heart, I want to reflect a little bit on Veterans Day and what does that mean to you?
Well, you know, today it's such an important time for Americans because you reflect upon people, whether it's those who fought for our freedoms in Iraq or, you know, my father-in-law fought in World War II, and those people went through, and everyone in between went through such heroics for our country, and some made the ultimate sacrifice. And it's an important time for all of us to take a moment, reflect, and remember those who served, and knowing that the, you know, freedom is, you know, it's a dear thing, and all of us need to be prepared to maintain the rights and freedoms of our country in the future. So you reflect about the past, and you think about the future of our country, and it's a big day.
Do we do that enough? And if not, what else do we need to do for our veterans?
Well, you know, we probably don't do it enough in a collective fashion. You know, there are many big leaders out there who do, from the, you know, veterans groups, what have you, and the memorials that are so significant. You go to Washington, you see the memorials out there, and then the ones that are, you know, scattered around courthouses across Michigan. I think it's a continual effort of people to remind and lead and talk to young folks who maybe have never met someone who's been in harm's way. Take a moment and say, hey, this is what your granddad used to do, or your aunt was in the National Guard and she served in Iraq, or something like that. The more you have conversation, probably the stronger a community and a society is, I would think, Jack.
Bill Schuette, Michigan Attorney General-elect and co-founder of the Michigan Harvest Gathering. 20 years ago, this is the 20th annual. Bill, take us back to the start of this.
Well, thank you, and it's nice that you talk about the Harvest Gathering, because it's a way for people in Michigan to work together to give a little hope and a little help and extend a hand to people in need, meaning hungry people who need help and food from your local food banks. And 20 years ago, Jack, I was the director of the Department of Agriculture and came back to an apartment where my wife and I were living as just newly married, and it was a tough time, if you remember, back in 1991. Unemployment rates were very high and too few paychecks, and it was a hard time for many people. And my wife said, well, you know, Bill, my wife Cynthia, said we really had to do something to help people, and that was the gem of her idea to raise food. And so for 20 years I've been working with state employees across the state of Michigan, private groups, companies, corporations, and the Hospital Association. We all work together every year for the Food Bank Council of Michigan. And during that period of time, 20 years later, we raised $7.6 million and over 8 million pounds of food that all go to the food banks across the state of Michigan. It's a neat thing, and we've seen a lot of, you know, great leaders helping on it. Dan Mulhern and Jennifer Granholm have done a great job on this, just like John Engler and Michelle Engler did. So we've seen different governors, and I'm sure that in the future, Rick Snyder and his wife Sue will lend a hand as well.
You talk about 1990-91 and the tough economic times, a lot of people out of work and too few paychecks. That sounds pretty familiar.
Well, you know, it does. We've seen Michigan go in cycles, and obviously we're at the trough of the bottom of the cycle, and, you know, getting back up has really been is the new challenge, and this election is really an opportunity to realign our state and have it move in a different direction forward instead of going backwards. And so it's a big, you know, you have an election, which is, Jack, I always think kind of like a job interview, and they've hired a new team. Now the new team has to produce, and if the team doesn't perform, if the team doesn't deliver, you know, people will fire you, and which is just fine. I think everybody in responsible positions understands that. So now the election's kind of the easy part, Jack. Now people have to perform, deliver results, and be problem solvers for a new Michigan.
I want to mention that there was a number announced Wednesday in terms of the fundraising campaign. Can you share that with us?
Oh, and you're nice. And again, the Michigan Harvest Gathering raises money and food for the food banks. And this past year, we raised $812,000. That's a huge number. Never before have we ever raised that amount. And over 137 pounds of food, and the food drives aren't completed. And it starts in September, ends around Thanksgiving, just because it's a bountiful time of year and the harvest of plenty from Michigan's fields and what have you. And we've had some big players over the years, Jack. The Michigan Health and Hospital Association, they've given probably over $500,000. Their hospital advocates, their volunteer groups have fund drives every year. So the hospitals have been terrific. We've seen the food change, the food stores really be big players. And it's kind of fun to have everybody pitch in and give. And 20 years ago, you know, Sergeant Pepper taught the band to play. I won't sing it for you. I don't want your ratings to go down. But 20 years ago, we started this Michigan Harvest Gathering. And again, my wife's idea, I helped raise the money. And we look forward to working with people in the future as well.
You know, you mentioned those figures, but that does not mean the end of the need or the end of the drive. And we have so many different groups trying to help in their own way. We talked about Michigan State University athletes, and they have come together now as a group to organize something like this. We talked with Becky D'Antonio, wife of the football coach, yesterday, Now they have the Help Tackle Hunger food drive with a big push for people coming to the Purdue game on November 20th, asking everyone to bring some non-perishable items with them. And of course, always take money. You can feed, you can get five meals for a dollar, the way I understand it.
Well, what the food banking really does stretch your dollar. It's one of these, and the Harvest Gathering is one of these, you know, low overhead, high yield type of efforts. And what the D'Antonios are doing is very cool. And Michigan State University has been so helpful. And, you know, people going to that Purdue game, and, you know, you bring some food, there'll be a big place you can deposit it. And it really does help. And, you know, the food banking, many learned it well before maybe I did, but what it does is it helps people going through a tough time. And it's not that we've eliminated hunger, we've eliminated poverty, or eliminated the need to help others, but it really captures the essence of the spirit of Michigan in terms of being generous. And it's all about being generous in spirit, not out of grudging obligation. And so we've seen so many people out of spirit, just like the D'Antonios are doing and what the Harvest Gathering is about in your local pantry or soup kitchen at a church or what have you. But everybody, there's a way for everybody to help, and our communities get a little bit stronger when that occurs.
Bill, we've talked about generosity of spirit, and it's something that struck me about the state of Michigan as I've traveled around the country and decided many times that I did not want to leave this state. But there's something special about Michiganders, especially in a time of adversity. You think, well, the economy's bad, people aren't going to give as much. And what do you get, whether it's the food drive or, as we found with the old Newsboys drive for shoes and boots last year, you get a record total for donations. How do we put that same kind of togetherness and spirit into the political climate and move on from, as you say, this job interview, so we can bury the hatchet and not try to do it in each other's backs?
Well, you know, it's a great question. And I think part of the spirit of this election has been, you know, the old Michigan has been this throwing the brick bats and, you know, being very negative, or, you know, not having accurate you know, campaigns that stretch the truth and all of that. I think people are sick and tired of it. So it really means setting a new example for a new Michigan. And I believe whether you're a Democrat or Republican, it really doesn't matter. Right now, people in Michigan, there's a clarion call for to produce results. And right now, the Republicans are in charge of the major offices in Michigan, and that means it's okay. It's time to perform, fellas and ladies. And so, and it's part of let's set a new example. Let's try to solve problems. We need more paychecks. We need safer streets. How do you make sure that you have a government that reflects the economy? And how do you get the economy revved up so there are more paychecks, which in later, you know, obviously helps the revenues of states. So it's a big orientation. And for me, Jack, it's about paychecks. And every day people need to go to work and say, okay, how can you improve the economy in Michigan? How can we get more paychecks so that we're importing people instead of exporting young folks who are looking for a different place, a different state to work? We got to stop sending our talent, our young people, to other states.
Our guest, Bill Schuette, Michigan Attorney General-elect, co-founder of the Michigan Harvest Gathering. Bill, one quick question about the job that you are going to assume here very shortly. In a very acrimonious campaign, we had a lot of charges going back and forth, and it wasn't just during the political campaign. We've had a lot of headlines, national headlines, about an assistant attorney general, Andrew Scherville, and finally released from his position by Attorney General Mike Cox. As you think about everyone pulling together, regardless of D's and R's and labels, can we have people in state government who are in positions of authority and supervision being involved in the kinds of things that that we saw there?
You know, Mike Cox made a good decision. That gentleman is no longer employed in the Attorney General's office. He's been terminated and went through the civil service system. And, you know, everybody can... has First Amendment rights to express themselves. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the First Amendment doesn't protect against stupidity. Okay, it permits free speech. It does not prohibit someone being stupid. But what the First Amendment doesn't protect acts. And if you're harassing or stalking somebody, that crosses a line. And obviously, it appears that's what happened in this case. And I think the message is very clear, at least it is to me, and this is how I conduct myself and those with whom I've worked. If you work in a job, whether you're public sector or private sector, you treat people with respect and dignity and how you'd want to be treated. And if you're stalking, aggressive, harassing, the things that are not speech but acts and conduct, then there are consequences to those. And I think that's really the message of the termination Attorney General Mike Cox issued yesterday or 2 days ago.
Bill, we look forward to talking with you in 2011 in your new position, and also best of luck with the Michigan Harvest Gathering. It is a tremendous organization and one that has stood the test of time.
Well, you know, it's been 20 great years, and the Food Bank Council of Michigan and the food banks do a wonderful job across the Great Lakes State, and I look forward to talking with you more. I'll pass on your best wishes to my wife, and thanks for this opportunity to be with you, Jack.
All right. Bill Schuette, Michigan Attorney General-elect and co-founder of the Michigan Harvest Gathering.